Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Cloudy skies expected today with a chance for scattered snow showers. Daytime highs approaching 36. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 13. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 36. Low 40s Saturday. Cooler on Sunday with highs in the upper 30s. A dusting of snow today. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 21 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. A Kansas City fire truck got stuck in the snow responding to a big barn blaze. Brandon Dixon has more.
The massive fire happened Wednesday morning at a barn in the area of South 82nd Street and Speaker Road. Road conditions were poor due to recent snowfall, and at least one fire truck headed to the scene got stuck in the snow and had to be towed out. Three horses reportedly died in the flames. No word yet on what sparked the fire. I'm Brandon Dixon.
The Kansas City Chiefs know their opponents for the 2025 season. The Chiefs will have 9 home games and 8 away games, including the usual 6 games against their fellow AFC West rivals. They'll also face the entire AFC South and NFC East. Highlights include home games against the Baltimore Ravens and Philadelphia Eagles, and away games against the Buffalo Bills and Dallas Cowboys. Dates and times for the new schedule will be announced at a later date. The NFL playoffs begin this weekend. The Chiefs have a bye and await their opponent next weekend. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Healthcare.gov has plans for health because you have plans for life. All plans cover doctor visits and emergency care to keep you and your family running strong. All plans cover hospital stays and prescriptions so you can have peace of mind. Visit healthcare.gov to explore health plans from the brands you know. 4 out of 5 customers can find a health plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Final deadline to enroll is January 15th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Ashiro's work is never done. You care for the house, the kids, and our future. We're so grateful for all you do. Now it's time to care for yourself and save a little more for retirement. A free 3-minute online check can give you the personalized tips you need to boost your retirement savings now. Visit aceyourretirement.org today.
A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas has been selected by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services as one of 15 states to participate in its Transforming Maternal Health, or TMAH, model program, which includes a $17 million grant award over the next 10 years. The goal of the TMAH model is to improve maternal and child health care for Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance Program members. The TMAH selection will enhance the work the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has initiated through its Kansas Medicaid and Maternal and Child Health Programs to improve maternal health outcomes for members. The TMAH model will support the Kansas Department of Health and Environment in the development of a whole-person approach to pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum care. And the goal of the model is to reduce disparities in access and treatment, a key focus of the CanCare 3.0 contracts, which took effect January 1, 2025. The model is centered on several pillars, which include access to care, infrastructure and workforce capacity, quality improvement and safety, and whole-person care delivery. The grant will allow the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to build upon its work in hospital engagement for birthing-friendly designation, whole-person care, telehealth and telemonitoring, and home visiting program expansion. The funding will support Kansas's efforts to address disparities among underserved populations at higher risk for poor maternal outcomes. According to the Kansas State Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory, or KSVDL, filaria orientalis aquida, which causes anemia and other serious health issues in cattle, has been found in Kansas. The new red blood cell parasite has been diagnosed in calves imported to Kansas from the east. The KSVDL said the disease is primarily spread through multi-use needles and insects, with the Asian longhorn tick identified as the primary vector. The tick has not been found in Kansas, but has been detected in Missouri, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. Greg Hanslick, the KSVDL Associate Director, said the environmental conditions in eastern Kansas are suitable for the Asian longhorn tick. So if it's not there already, this tick will likely be in Kansas in the near future, and with the tick comes filaria cattle. Cattle infected with filaria orientalis aquida may exhibit a variety of clinical symptoms, and that includes anorexia, loss of appetite, lethargy, difficulty breathing, yellowing of the mucous membranes, or sudden death in severe cases. The KSVDL urges livestock producers to be vigilant and consider this emerging pathogen if these signs are observed in cattle. KSVDL has posted a webinar on the parasite, and producers who need further guidance should contact the KSVDL client care at 866-512-5650. Each January, the EPA seeks to raise awareness of radon exposure during National Radon Action Month, encouraging residents to test, fix, save a life, and protect themselves and their families by having their homes tested for the presence of radon. Radon is a naturally occurring radioactive gas produced by the breakdown of radium, thorium, and uranium in the ground. It's colorless, odorless, and tasteless, and if left untreated, radon can accumulate indoors, leading to significant health risks. As, after smoking, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States, claiming the lives of approximately 21,000 Americans each year. However, radon exposure is a preventable health risk with a simple solution: testing for radon, which can help avoid prolonged exposure. EPA Region 7 Air and Radiation Division Director Dana Skelly said in the Midwest, many homes are naturally predisposed to have elevated radon levels, so they urge everyone to protect themselves and their families from this preventable health risk by testing their homes for radon gas. Most homes in EPA Region 7's four states are located in areas classified as EPA radon zones 1 or 2, indicating a high or moderate potential for elevated radon levels. And to determine if your home is in one of these zones, you can view the EPA's map of radon zones for your state at epa.gov/radon. Radon test kits can be bought online and in home improvement stores, and National Radon Program Services at Kansas State University offer test kits for purchase online. The EPA recommends taking action to fix your home if you discover radon levels above 4 picocuries per liter. And if your home does have elevated levels, a qualified professional can install a system to reduce indoor radon levels. For more guidance on addressing radon risks, you can visit epa.gov/radon or the Kansas Department of Health and Environment website at kdhe.ks.gov. In Nebraska news, 54-year-old Leanne Strong received 8 to 12 years in prison for delivery of a controlled substance in a scheme to smuggle drugs into a Nebraska prison. With credit for more than a year already in custody, Strong will be eligible for parole in about 3 years. In April 2021, the Reception and Treatment Center in Lincoln received a package for an inmate that contained 11 candles, incense, and religious clothes. However, an X-ray discovered that those items weren't so innocent. Court documents showed that inside the candles, investigators found 22.6 grams of synthetic cannabis compounds, 57 grams of methamphetamine, glass pipes, rolling papers, vape pens, and cell phones. Authorities used fingerprints on items inside the package to trace it to Strong and another person, Donnell Vaughn. A witness told investigators that Strong and Vaughn made the candles to sneak contraband into prison, and they were arrested after an investigation that lasted more than 2 years. Vaughn was convicted of delivery of a controlled substance and attempted delivery of a controlled substance, and she got 3 to 6 years in prison. Strong was found guilty after taking a plea in November. 32-year-old Courtney Connolly, 30, pled guilty on Wednesday to negligent child abuse, a misdemeanor, after she was initially facing felony child abuse, and three other charges were dropped under a plea agreement when she was accused of running a drug house where four kids lived in filth. The case began on July 5th when Saline County Sheriff's deputies went to a home in Wilbur where they were looking for 36-year-old Quentin Teeters, who had failed to update the Nebraska Sex Offender Registry where he was living. Connolly answered the door and told them that Teeters lived there, and deputies found him in the basement and arrested him. Deputies reported that they also found a glass vial of methamphetamine, prompting a search that uncovered multiple bags of methamphetamine and pipes with methamphetamine residue. According to the arrest affidavit, four children were living in the home, including a baby whose diaper was soaked to the touch. And the affidavit also describes dog feces being smeared all over a bedroom floor and moldy food and drinks being left throughout the house. Authorities said the home was a well-known hub for selling and doing drugs. Teeters was convicted last month, and he's set to be sentenced on February 5th. Connolly's sentencing is scheduled for March 5th. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Corporation Commission is moving closer to launching the Kansas Home Rebates Program to help Kansas households lower energy costs and improve the comfort of their homes. And under the program, Kansas is set to receive $105.6 million to lower energy costs for low to moderate income households. The Kansas Corporation Commission has partnered with Horn, a nationally recognized professional services firm, to assist the agency with the program design, application, development, and implementation process. And as part of the program planning process, the Kansas Corporation Commission is scheduling engagement sessions with stakeholders, which include Kansas utility companies, contractors, other state agencies, and communities, to ensure that the home rebates program is tailored to meet the Sunflower State's needs. For Kansans to be able to access the rebates, the U.S. Department of Energy must approve the program design and grant applications, which are due by January 31, 2025. The rebate funding is expected to be accessible to Kansas households in 2025 following the application submission and Department of Energy approval. In the meantime, for information on how to participate in the engagement sessions, to learn more about the Home Rebates Program, to track the status, and to find answers to frequently asked questions, Kansans can visit the KCC website at kcc.ks.gov or kshomerebates.gov. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that just before 1 p.m. on Wednesday in Logan County, a 2002 Chevy Suburban driven by 28-year-old Shane Castle of Grand Island, Nebraska, was westbound on U.S. 40, 3.5 miles west of U.S. 83, when the SUV traveled off of the roadway onto the north shoulder. The driver attempted to regain control and cross the center line into the eastbound lane, and the vehicle then traveled back into the north ditch and rolled. EMS transported Castle to the Logan County Hospital, and he was properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. According to a media release from the Sheridan County Sheriff, just before 12:30 p.m. on Wednesday, Sheridan County Communications received a 911 call reporting a fire in a home in Selden. The Selden Fire Department determined the actual location of the fire to be a two-story single-family residence at 310 West 5th Street, and the home was occupied by a man who was asleep on the second floor at the time of the fire, though he was able to safely escape without injury. Preliminary findings suggest it may have been caused by an electrical issue, and the fire left the Earthly family displaced due to extensive damage. The Sheridan County Sheriff's Office stated they will release follow-up information with some clothing sizes and recommended toys for the children to assist further in meeting the family's immediate needs with any donations. Norton resident Myron D. Beats passed away January 2, 2025 at the Salina Regional Medical Center in Salina at the age of 90. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, January 11th at 10:30 a.m. in the Logan Funeral Home, with Pastor Joel Heisterman officiating, and burial will follow in the St. Peter's Lutheran Cemetery. Visitation will be from 2 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, January 10th at the Logan Funeral Home, and memorial contributions may be made to the Norton American Legion. Online condolences can be left at olivebovie.com, and the Logan Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, peanut butter twist, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be turkey and noodles or chef salad with whipped potatoes, French bread, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, bread, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC. Farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there's a 40% chance of snow showers, mainly between noon and 5 p.m., and it should be cloudy with a high near 36. We should have a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour, and total daytime snow accumulation will be less than a half inch. For tonight, it should be cloudy during the early evening, then gradually clearing with a low around 13 and a northwest wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 36 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Friday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 15. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 43. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 38. On Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 37. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 41. And on Wednesday, should be sunny with a high near 48. Currently, with overcast skies, it is 27 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.02. The dew point is 23 degrees, and our current wind chill is 18 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. The Chiefs use rookie left tackle Kingsley Suamataia at guard this past weekend, and Matt Verderam of Sports Illustrated joined 580 WIBW in Topeka on Tuesday and says guard could be his future.
Suamataia, look, the biggest issue we had earlier in the year is foot speed. He simply got beat around the edge repeatedly. Outside of my podcast, I'll say now, I think the guard might be his future because he's got power. He's athletic. It's not a matter of size. It's not a matter of being able to pull or get out on the edge. That's what he's at his best. I think for the Chiefs, look, I mean, you need potentially a starting guard next year. We'll see what they do with Trey Smith. I would imagine they will make a concerted effort to sign him, but he's not going to be cheap. But you need, even if they bring him back, look, Tooney, he's got 1 year left in his deal. We'll see what happens there. They don't have a guard in waiting, so to speak. I mean, I don't know that Mike Caliendo's like future there. So I think he could be a guard for the future. I think, you know, they're not going to give up on him being a tackle, but if he ends up being a guard, I mean, look, it was a late second round pick. If he ends up being a guard, he's decent. That's fine.
The Chiefs have a first round bye before they'll play the division around either Saturday, January 18th or Sunday the 19th. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royal Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitec horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. ValleyVet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.